Begin the current daf, Maseches Bamitzia, daf Tzadihei. Begin on the fourth line down for the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues the discussion with the previous daf, which was quoting a Mishnah of the previous Perek, which was related to the opening Mishnah of our Perek, discussing the Halachas of Shail, which is one of the four Shomrim. So the Gemara continues explaining, where do we know the sources for the Halacha regarding the specific unique Halachas of each one of these four Shomrim. So the Gemara asks, Geneva v'aved b'shel menolim. Where do we know that a shayel, a borrower, is liable if the object that he has in his possession from someone else, if it gets stolen or gets lost, he's liable? I mean, regarding if an oinus happens, that it says in the Torah, but how do you know that he's chayiv if it gets stolen or lost? Mechitim, and if you're going to say, Nelif mishvur mesa, well, similarly it's a kabo chaymer, if he's chayiv on even oinsin when it breaks or dies, and that says the Gemara, no. Because malashvur mesa, maybe you can't compare it to what we find by if it breaks or if it dies, to lay efshel lemitzrach basuye, because it's not possible for the owner to go through the effort and to go ahead and bring it. It's done. It's expired. It broke. So therefore, then he's going to be liable, because like we said in the previous daf, kalanah shaloi. But tamer begneva veda, but how would we say that necessarily he'd be chayiv by if it gets stolen or lost, the efshel lemitzrach basuye, where it's possible, and you could say that let the owner go ahead and search for it, maybe he'll find it. And therefore, who said we should hold the shoyl liable to have to pay for it? Actually, maybe Beginning of Aved, he'll be exempt because it's not totally a done deal. The owner could still maybe find it. So how do we know that he's chayav Geneva and Aved? So rather, the Gemara says, like we learned in the following brisa. The Pasuk says by the shoyl, v'nishbar oymeis, if it breaks or if it dies, he's going to be chayav on these oinsen. Things beyond his control he's chayav for. Says the Braisa, Ainli Elishbura Mesa, I would only know he's chayiv if it breaks or if it dies. Geneva Vaveda Minayin, if it gets stolen or lost, how do I know? Amrit Kavochemer, says the Braisa, it's a Kavochemer. What's the Kavochemer? Not Geneva and Aveda from Shbura Mesa, as we just pointed out, that wouldn't be, but rather from Shemesachar. Umash Shemesachar, if a paid guardian, Shepater Mishbura Mesa, he's actually exempt from Einzin. If it breaks or it dies, he's exempt. Still chayiv b'gneiv aveda, and so he's more lenient, and yet he's going to be chayiv on if it gets stolen or lost. So shel shechayiv b'shvura mesa, so regarding a borrower who's chayiv even on einsin if it breaks or dies, ain't the din shechayiv b'gneiv aveda, isn't it a kabal chaymer, that he's also going to be chayiv if it gets stolen or lost. And says the Braisa, v'zehu kabal chaymer, and this is a kabal chaymer, which is, we're learning out something more stringent from something more lenient, where definitely the leniency, stringency applies by the stringent stringencies, she'ain alav tshuva, that doesn't have anything to respond to, meaning there's no question on this kabal chaymer. So the Gemara asks, my ain't a love tshuva. What does the Tana of the Braisa mean to say when he says there's no question to ask? It sounds like as if the Tana says that there would be a question, that the Tana has to tell you that that's not a question. What's the question? So says the Gemara, v'chitim ekel mifach, because if you're going to say that, you could ask the following question. Mal Hashem Esachar, how could you compare a shel to a Hashem Esachar, paid guardian, shekei mesham teshlumi kefil, who he has a stringency that a shel doesn't have, because he has to pay kefil, double the amount of what he was watching, but toyin tainis list mezuin, in a situation where he claims that it was stolen from him by armed bandits. Where, in regards to the exemption of the Hashem Esachar from payment, it's an einus, it's beyond his control. But it's included in the category of what we know as Toyin Tainis Ganam, when the Shomer claims that it was stolen from him, regards to being liable if he swears and then witnesses come and say that it's not true, it was by him all along, that he's going to be chayav for kefil. So although generally Shomer Soch is chayav on Geneva Aveda, but this is not the category of Geneva Aveda, it's the category of Oinus. But yet still it's a claim of Toyin Tainis Ganam. So how can you say and compare it to a Shail where never has the liability of the stringency of kefil? So maybe because by a shayel, when he claims and he says, oh, armed bandits took it from me. Okay, great, you're liable for the principle, you're chayav anointed. He never could come to a situation of kefil, which is only that you exempt yourself, and turns out that you were lying and you really had it by yourself all along. That's the question that you would say, that maybe now it's not a kabal chaymer. Maybe that, yeah, because Shem Esach is more stringent than shayel, that's why it has this halacha being chayav and geneva aveda. That's what the Tana of the Braisa is saying, though, afilahachi, even so, that is not a response, it's not a question. Because karna, the principle that is chayiv by the case of the shayil, from the moment that he says that it was stolen from him an armed bandit, even if he doesn't swear falsely, that's adifa to be more stringent than the shomer sachar, who, yes, could come to kefil if he denies and he swears falsely that it was stolen from him by armed bandits, where, yes, if it's true, then he's going to be exempt from principle, but if he's lying, then he's going to be kefil. It's more of a stringency to be chayiv keren, if you admit to it, than to be chayiv kefil when you deny it and then you quote that you're lying. So therefore, that's not a stringency of Shem Esachar, and it's still a clear-cut kabal chaymer from Shem Esachar to Shail to be chayiv geneva and aveda. or Ibaisim, or if you want, you could say the reason why the Tana, the Braisa, said that it's not a question, is Kesavra, list of Mizuin, Gazan, who the Tana, the Braisa held that armed bandits are not considered as thieves, but as robbers. Meaning, actually, that even if a Shem Yisachar would swear falsely and say, oh, but it was stolen from me from armed bandits, and then it turns out it's by him, actually would not make him liable for kefil, because kefil is either only by a case of when a person actually steals something and he's caught with it, or if he exempts himself by claiming that it was stolen from him, where he says, nignava mimeni, and he swears to that effect, and witnesses come and say, you're a liar, it's by you. But that was only said by a case of a Shem Mechina, who is exempt from geneva. Shem Yisachar never has a case. He doesn't have this stringency. He's never going to come to kefil, because the only case he'll have of being exempt of a case of geneva is by armed bandits. Armed bandits are considered, they come straight up and grab it away from you. That's what a gazlan is. A ganav does it stealthily and sneaks in. That is only by a Shem Echinim is going to be exempt, not by a Shem Yisachar. And maybe there's no question on the Kal V'Chaim. So the Gemara says, fine. Ashkechon l'chiv. So that answers our opening question of the Gemara, where we find the source of where a shayl is chayv b'geneva and aveda, when there is no bailam, when he didn't have, as we mentioned in the Mishnah opening up our parak in the previous staff, when the owner is not working for him at the same time that he borrowed the item from him. But ask the Gemara, liftar minolon, from where do we know that, we know that if the owner is working for him at the same time that he borrowed an item from him, that he's going to be chayv an einzin. And but if this ball of him, he's going to be exempt from Einzin. How do we know that if he borrowed something and at the same moment the owner's working for him, and if it gets stolen or lost, where if there was no owner working for him, he would be chayev, if there are ba'al of him, that he's going to be putter on geneva and aveda? So says the Gemara, v'chitem and nelef mishavur meisin. If you're going to say, we'll learn enough in the case of Einzin. And that the Gemara says, no, because malah shvur meisin shekein einis, as we mentioned before, that maybe by shvur meisin, well, that's something beyond a person's control, that's different, where in this context it's different because it's an einus, beyond his control. So that's definitely more of a reason to exempt a person. Yeah, shoyel is chayv on it, but when there's ba'al of imai and it's einus, then it's going to be potter. But who said that when there's ba'al of imai and it was only stolen or lost from him, which is a much higher level of negligence, that who said if ba'al of imai is going to exempt him over there? So, therefore, how do we know the Torah of Baal Avima that says by Shail mentions it in the context of Shvura Mesa? How do we know he's going to be exempt, even in the context of a Geneva and Aveda? So, Ella rather says the Gemara, Gomer Mishrei Misachar. We learned enough from Mishrei Misachar. Just like Shrei Misachar, when the owner is working for the paid guardian, he's exempt from if it gets stolen or lost from him. So, to a Shail, he's going to be exempt if the owner is working for him from Geneva and Aveda. So the Gemara asks, "B'shem esachar gufim minolan." How do we know that a paid guardian who's watching something is getting paid for it? If the owner of the object is also working for him at that same time that he took it for the deposit to watch it, then he's going to be exempt on geneva and aveda. The halacha of balavim is mentioned in the parsha of Shail, not by shem esachar. So says the Gemara, "Gamri chiyuba de shem esachar," is because we learn that the liabilities of a paid guardian, which is the halachas of geneva and aveda, mechiyuba de shail, from the liabilities of a borrower, who he's liable even whenever it breaks or dies, which is an einus. What do we see? Malahalan bebailan patr, just like over there by Shail, regarding what he's liable in. If the owner is working for him at the same time, he's exempt. Avkam bebailan patr, so tibay shem esachar, regarding what he's chayv for, which is geneva aveda, if the owner's work for him, he's going to be exempt. And that's what we said, that we learned out, Shail of geneva and aveda, from shem esachar of geneva and aveda. Now, however, on this, the Gemara asks, but my gamar, regarding how are you learning the halacha of Shem Yisachar, that regarding what he's chayiv, he's going to be exempt from Baal Avimai, from a shayil, regarding what he's chayiv, he's going to be exempt from Baal Avimai. Iba mamatzinu, if you learn it as a mamatzinu, meaning just like we find over there, what it's chayiv in this potter, so to over here, Shem Yisachar, what we find is chayiv, is also going to be potter. On that thing, I'm going to ask, ikal mefer kedav rachinan. But then you could ask, just like we asked when we thought to say, lona genev and aved of shayil, from the Shavur Mesa from shayil, as we said, you can't shekein einus, because it makes sense when it's an einus, like shvura mesa, that then if balavima, you have the two things that, okay, those are factors to both exempt. But regarding the case of geneva and aveda, which is not an einus, even by Shem Yisachar, who said the balavima is going to be an exemption? Ella rather says the Gemara, you're right, it's not learned out from a mamatzinu of Shem Yisachar from Shael. Rather, amakra, it's because the pasuk says, where there are three parashas, Shem Echinam, and there's all parashas Mishpat, and then Shem Esachar, then it says the parasha of Shail. Now when it starts with the parasha of Shail, it says, V'chi Yishal, and if a person will borrow. Now that Vav is Meisav Alin Yerishin, Vav is means and, which is adding on to the previous topic, which was told by Shem Esachar. So the Yilmad Elyim Mitachtim, we learn that the previous parsha from the lower parsha from the next one, meaning we learn that Shem Yisachar from Shail, which again, just like Shail, what it's chayav on is exempt with Balav Imay, so to Shem Yisachar, what it's chayav on is exempt with Geneva Naveda. So therefore, we learn out Shail from Shem Yisachar. However, the Gemara asks, so fine, we resolve that part. But the second part asks the Gemara, Vakati Shail Mishem Yisachar LeGamar. But still, you should not be allowed to learn out the exemption of Shail with Balav Imay by Geneva Naveda from the exemption of Shem Yisachar by Geneva Naveda. Because the Ikla Mifrach, you could ask the following question. Mala Shem Yisachar, what we find by a paid guardian, it makes sense that when he has the owner working for him, he's going to be exempt, even on Geneva Naveda, even though it's not an Einus. And the reason for that is because Shekin, because we find that the Torah is more lenient with a Shem Yisachar, because he's part of a Shavur Mesa. He is exempt if the item breaks or dies, even without the owner, meaning a Shem Yisachar is exempt from Einsen. So, okay, it makes sense that we're lenient with him, so maybe the leniency of Baal of Imai works even by Geneva and Aveda. But Taimer B'Shail, how could you say regarding a borrower that you want to exempt him if he has the owner with him at the time when it gets stolen or lost from him? But by Shail, the Torah is stringent with him. Shechai B'Shavur HaMeisa, where he's liable if it breaks or dies when the owners are not with him. So how can learn a Shail from Shem Yisachar, even regarding the category of Geneva and Aveda? So Ella rather says the Gemara, now this is how we learn the halacha of Baal of Imai to be an exemption by Geneva and Aveda by a Shail. Because Geneva and Aveda B'Shail L'chiyuva, regarding this that we just mentioned before, that by a borrower, that when there is no Balaam with him, that he's going to be liable if it gets stolen or lost from him, Menolam, where do we know that from? So that's, as we mentioned before, the Gama Mishem Yisachar, because we learn that as a Kavuchimer, as the first Braisa said, from Mishem Yisachar. Now, since we learn out the liability of a Shoyal by Geneva Naveda from a Shem Yisachar, so that's what's called Daya Lova Min Adin Liz Kenidin. It's enough for what you're learning out from, where you're learning out from, to only be as stringent as the source that you're learning out from. In other words, Shoyal that you're learning out as a liability from a Kabuchim of Shem Yisachar to be like a Shem Yisachar, that's the max how much it could be. Now, Ma Geneva Avaveda de Shem Yisachar. So just like we just said before, that, because we learned it out from the Vav, which compares the Shail to the Shem Yisachar. Just like in the Even Aveda of a Shem Yisachar, Bebalim Pater, he's exempt if he had the worker, he had the owner work for him in that time, because that was the Hekesh of Yilmat Elyon Mitachtoin. So Avgeneva Aveda the Shail, so too the liability when they get stolen or lost from the Shail, which we learn out from Shem Yisachar, Nami Bebalim Pater is also going to be exempt from when the owner is working for him, because you can't be worse than where you learn it out from, which is Shem Yisachar, and Shem Yisachar itself is only Chayiv if there's no Baal of Imai, but it's exempt with Baal of Imai. So that's the source that the Petur of Baal of Imai, both the liability and the Petur of Baal of Imai of Shail by Geneva Aveda are learned out from Shem Yisachar. Now, that the Gemara asks, and regarding what the Gemara just answered, Hanich Laman de Islay Daya. That only works well according to the opinion, the Manda Amma, that says what's called Daya. It's enough. If you're learning out one thing from another thing, it can be more stringent what you're learning it out from. But El Laman de Leslay Daya, but according to the opinion, that is of Reb Tarfin, which is brought in Baba Kamenav Chafei Medalf, that doesn't hold to this principle Daya. Yeah, you could learn out something from something else, and it could even be more stringent because it goes based on the context of what you're learning it out to. So, Maya Kalameim, according to him, what are you going to say? How do we know that a Shail is going to be putter by Baal of Imai by Geneva and Aveda? So Ella rather says the Gemara, the way Reb Tarfon would know it is Amar Krog, because the Pasuk says Fechiyisha, like we mentioned before. Now, before we only said it one way, now the Gemara says it actually works both ways and is connecting both parashas. Vav Maisav Alein Yerishin. The Vav, when it talks about the parasha of Shail, is adding on to the previous topic, that of the Shem Yisachar. And therefore, V'yilmat Elyon Mitachtoin. We learn out the previous parasha from the lower parasha. In other words, as we said before, that the Geneva and Aveda of Shem Yisachar, that liability, we learn out from the liability of a Shail, which we said, just like when if the animal breaks or dies by a Shail, it's going to be exempt by Baal of Imai. So too we said, so the liability of Shem Yisachar is going to be exempt if they have Baal of Imai. But it works the other way too, is V'tachtoin mi'elyon. We learn that out, the lower parasha, I mean that of Shail, from Shem Yisachar, which tells us, just like by Shem Yisachar, the liability of Geneva Aveda is only Shalei B'Bailam. So to Baishel, the same halacha is going to be, and therefore, just like Baishel Mesachar, when there are Baalim is going to be exempt, so to Baishel is going to be exempt, and although that there are reasons to say that they would be different, that's what's called an halacha emesh even al hekesh. We don't ask questions on a hekesh, because the Torah obviously equated the two and put them near each other for that reason, and you have the Vav that's comparing the two parashas, so just, that's why, even according to B'tarfin, that usually says from a Kavu Chaymer, you don't say Dayoy, but here it's not working through the medium of a Kavu Chaymer, it's working through a hekesh, and we don't ask questions on the hekesh that's comparing the two, just like Shemesachar is exempt, but Balavima, but Gnei Aveda, so too by Ishael. Nothing more continues on a related discussion to this halacha of Balavima, which is the topic of our Mishnah. Itmar, we learned, Peshia Bebailim. Let's say one of the guardians was negligent and he had borrowed the item at the same time that he had borrowed the owner. So he had Balavima. But it wasn't through an oinus that something happened or getting invaded. It was actually negligence. So the Gemara says, "Pligibay Ravach and Ravina." So Machlik is Ravach and Ravina. Chara Machai. One says that he's going to be liable, even though Ba'alavimoy. But Chara Mapater. One says he's going to be exempt. So the Gemara explains, "Manda Machai." The one that says he's going to be liable is Ksavri. He holds that Mikra, this pasuk that says in Ba'alavimoy and Shemais Chabeis in the parasha of Shail, is Nidrash Lefanav, is expounded only on the, obviously by Yishael, and on the previous parasha, that of Hashem Esachah, as we said before, because there's a hekesh, there's the vav equating the Yishael with the parasha before and the Hashem Esachah. So therefore we said, the Baal of Ima is exemption by Einis, which says by Yishael, and also Gnei Aved, which says by Hashem Esachah. But V'loi Lifneifon, if it doesn't go back on the parasha even before that, that of the Hashem Echinam, so the parashas of Hashem Echinam and Hashem Esachah, they're not compared with an extra vav like Yishael and Hashem Esachah are. Where it doesn't say v'chiyitin when it talks about the parasha of Shemesachar after the parasha of Shemechinam. So Hilkach, therefore, says the Gemara, in Balavimai, this that it says the exemption of if the owner is with him, Ashemechinam, on the parasha of Shemechinam, which that's where it talks about the liability of negligence, it says, I'll call the Var Pesha, that like Siv, because that's the only liability Shemechinam has, that it's not going on, because that's Lifnei Fanav. Now, moreover, says the Gemara, Upshia Nami, so too the liability of negligence, B'Shemesachar B'Shoya like Siv. It doesn't say there in the parashas of Shem Esachar and Shail the liability of Pshia to say that the exemption of Baal of Imur would be going even on Pshia. It only says that by the parasha before the Shem Esachar, which is that of Shem Echinam. So Hilkach, therefore, says the Gemara as follows. B'Shem Esachar B'Shail, by the paid guardian and by the borrower, L'chiyuv, regarding their liability if there is no owner with them and they were negligent, that Asi B'Kavachim, Shem Echinim, that we know from B'Kavachim, from Shem Echinim, who's the most lenient of the guardians, and he's liable by Pshia, for sure B'Kavachim, Shem Esachar and Shalgan Michayev. Ababail lifter, but to be exempt with the owner working for him, no, even by the paid guardian and by the shayl, they're not going to be exempt with Baal of Imai. And the reason is because when we learn out the liability of the owners with them by Shem Mesach and shayl, because we know they're from a Kavachim of Shem Echinam, that liability that they have is whether there's owners there or not. My time, what's the reason? So the Gemara still continues explaining. Kik siv in Baal of Imai le'yisham, because when does the pasuk say in Baal of Imai that he's not going to have to pay? That's a shayl v'shem esach. Like we said before, it's only going on the parasha that says it's a shayl and the parasha beforehand. Ahana chiyuv dechsiv bu behedruhu demichtiv. It's only going on those liabilities that it says explicitly in those parashas. But regarding negligence, it doesn't say explicitly in those parashas, and therefore it wouldn't make a difference if you have Baal of Imai or ain Baal of Imai. They're going to be chayiv in the case of pshia, because you don't have the exemption of a Baal of Imai going on them. So they're going to be chayiv, because you know from Kavuchem, it doesn't say in those parashas to have a Baal of Imai as an exemption. Whereas Manda Mapatakasas Kasavir, the other opinion that says that the Shem is going to be exempt if Baal of Imai, even on a negligence, he holds Mikra Nidrash that the Pasig will be expounded regarding the proximity of the Parashias, even though there's not even explicit Hekesh, like we said before regarding the Vav comparing the Shail to the Shem Esachar, just the fact that you have the Parashias near each other that gets expounded Lefanav V'Lifnefanav. So it says by Shela it's going to be expounded the parasha before and by Shem Esachar and even the parasha before that of Shem Echinam. And therefore, v'chik siv and balavimai, therefore when it says the exemption of if the owner is working for him, Hashem Echinam namik siv, it's going back even on the parasha before that, Hashem Echinam, which talks about the liability of Pshia, where if it's in balavimai, then he's going to be exempt. Now the Gemara asks, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah that said, Hashayla sapara, someone borrowed a cow, and b'shol bala imai, and he also borrowed the owner of the cow with him. or Hashayla Sapar Besocher Baleima, or he borrowed a cow, and he also rented the owner with it. Or Shol Baleha Oisachan, or he had actually first borrowed the owner or hired, rented him, and then he borrowed the cow, and all these situations, the cow died. So now he said, Patra, that's going to be exemption again, because that's Allah of Balav Imai, which replies to a Shail. Says the Gemara, V'ilu Shemechinim Leketani, but it doesn't mention it in the context of a Shemechinim to be exempt if he has the owner with him. Now, what's the reason? It's because the liability of a Shemechinim is only by negligence. And that proves that because regarding negligence, there is no exemption of Ba'alav Imai. So therefore, obviously, we see Nalik Ve'amandam who says that there's going to be an exemption of Ba'alav Imai even by Pshia. And that the Gemara says, no, Tameich, according to your reasoning that you're being Medaik, it doesn't mention it by Shemechinam, Shemesacha Mikitani. Does it mention the exemption of Ba'alav Imai by Shemesacha, by paid guardian? And that we said everyone agrees that the Pshia of Ba'alav Imai would apply by Shemesacha. So then, why does it say only Shail? Elatana, rather, because the Tana Milsa, as we continue Amid Beis, the Chsiva Behedya, something which is written explicitly in the Pasuk, which is by Shail, because that's where the Torah writes the exemption of Balav Imai explicitly, that was Katani, that's what he taught in the Mishnah, the exemption of if he has the owner with him. But regarding the Asya Midrasha, something that's learned out from only a Drush, which are the other guardians, where that their putter from Balav Imai are learned from a drush because of the Hekesh or regarding the Smichas Aparashias, that Leketani Dadi doesn't mention, but there's no proof to say that it wouldn't apply by Pshia because it doesn't say Shemesachar either. So the Gemara says, let's try coming here, bring a riot from the following Brisa. Brisa says, Sha'alab Vishol Balav Imai, same topic as the Halacha of our Mishnah regarding the Petur of Balav Imai, if he borrows it, meaning the cow, and he borrows the owner with it. Or schara v'socher bala ima, or if he rents the cow and he rents the owner with it. Or shala v'socher bala ima, or he borrows the cow and he rents the owner with it. Or schara, he rents it v'shal bala ima, and he borrows the owner with it. Either way, whichever one he's renting or borrowing. Afa pisha bailam isim malacha b'makam achar, says the Braisa, even if actually the owner is working somewhere else, not where the cow who he lent or rented to the person, and he's now working for the person in another area, as long as he's doing work for the borrower or for the renter, umes, and then the cow dies, pater, so then the borrower or the renter is going to be exempt. So the Gemara explains what the proof was attempted to be. Savrua, those who tried bringing a proof, thought, Hamani, who's the town of this price? So Rabbi Huda, it's Rabbi Huda. The Amma that he says, Seicher Kershem Mesachadami, this, that one of these two cases of a borrower or a renter, what's the halachic status of a Seicher? It's like a paid guardian. Now, the time the Brisa teaches us that a Seicher is going to be exempt when you have Baal of Imai, where it sits book with a Shoyal and a Seicher. Now, same thing if you hold a Seicher as Kershem Mesachadami, would be by a paid guardian, by Shem Mesachar. So it mentions a Shoyal, a Seicher, and a Seicher is the same thing as Shem Mesachar. What's the one that's not mentioned? It's a Shemechinam. Now, this Tana is mentioning not just cases which are written explicitly in the Torah, which only the Shail. It mentions even those guardians which are taught from a Drush, which is a Seicher, Shemesachar. And doesn't mention Shemechinam. So obviously you see, because Shemechinam does not apply the Heter of Balav Imai, because it doesn't apply to Pshit, to negligence. And I think Gemara says, no Raya. You could see, Hamani, who's a Tana of this price. It's Remeiri. He says that a renter has the halacha like a unpaid guardian, and that means to say that the Petur of Baal of Imai is applying by Shemechinim, which is Pshia. And Betana, Shemechinim, the Tana Brisa taught the case of an unpaid guardian, where even though his liability is only Pshia and he was Pshia, still he's going to be exempt with Baal of Imai. And all the more so, for sure he's going to be exempt when he's a Shemesachar, both in regards to when he's negligent and regards to his other liabilities like Geneva and Aveda. So it's no Raya. Or Ibai say, or if you want, you could say the reason why it's not a proof is even if you want to say that Stam Brisa, which was this case, it's a Brisa, is like a Behuda, more than Reb Meir, as the Gemara assumed in its question, and you could still say it's talking about a Shemechinam and say it's like a Behuda. How so? Kinemachlev Rabba Baravu, Vitani, like Rabba Baravu actually had switched around the attribution of the opinions, that when it says Seicher Ketz Meshalim, when it's brought that how does a renter pay, that's actually Reb Meir Emek Hashem Mesachar. It was Reb Meir who said that a Seicher is like Hashem Mesachar, and Reb Yehuda Emek Hashem Mechin. Reb Yehuda was the one who said that it's like an unpaid guardian, so even if this Brais is like Reb Yehuda, and you don't have to say it's Reb Meir, still Reb Yehuda holds it's like Hashem Mechinim, and again, therefore, it could be that you are exempt from Pshia, because it mentions Hashem Mechinim, and the exemption of Balav Imai would even be by a case of b'shiyah like a shemichinah. Now the Gemara continues on these halachas of qualifying the p'tur of bal avimai. Amar Rav Hamnuna says la'olam hu chayiv. A guardian will always be liable, even if the owner is working for him, until you have that the animal and the owner of the animal are working in one activity. For example, if let's say he borrowed a cow, that para v'chayrishba, that the owner will be plowing with his cow that he rented or bought, loaned to that person, that he'll be working with it in the same work. Or if let's say the guy had borrowed a donkey, that it'll be chamoyer mechamachara, that he borrows the donkey and the owner of the donkey is now working, following after the donkey itself. So it's not enough to have them both working. You have to be doing the same activity. Another qualification, another clause in this exemption, is v'ad sheyu bai l'mesha she'ela, until you have the owners working for you from the moment that you borrowed the cow, ad shashur mesa, all the way through until it breaks, until it dies. You have to have the owner with you the entire time. Those are the two qualifications Rav Nuna says. Says the Gemara, al maksava, obviously Rav Nuna holds, but olavime, when it says the exemption of the owner with him, akula milsa mashma, it's going on the whole thing, meaning on the borrowing, which it mentions there in the pasuk, and on the breaking and the dying. On that masav Rava. Rava asked on this halacha of Rav Nuna from the brisa we mentioned before. The Braisa said, Shala b'shol bala ima, if he borrows the cow and he borrows the owner with it. Or schara v'socha bala ima, or if he rents the cow and he rents the owner with it. Or schara v'shol bala ima, he rents the cow but he borrows the owner with it. Or shala v'socha bala ima, or if he borrows the cow and he rents the owner with it. Either combination. Ava pisha b'ayil m'isim malocha b'makam achar, says the Braisa, even if the owner is doing work somewhere else, umesa and the cow dies, since it's bala v'imai, pati is going to be exempt. Says the Gemara, my lab b'mlocha acharis. What does it mean in another place? Isn't it talking about that he's doing a different activity, and yet still you see the exemption of bala v'imai applies, not like Rav Hamnuna's halacha. Says the Gemara, Allah, no, ba'isa malocha. He's in another place, but in that activity itself. So the Gemara says, Ela mai makam achar, then what does it mean in another place, if he's doing the same activity? It means the kamarpi v'azl kama. It means to say that he's digging and he's going a little bit further in the ground with a hoe, with a tool, to soften the ground, which is hard, but he's helping with the plowing with the animal. He's doing the same activity just a little further. It's not in the same exact place. Now, that the Gemara asks, how can you say that that's what it means, makam acher? It means really the same activity, just not exactly on top of the animal itself. But v'hamadis seifa al gabah, but if the seifa, as we're going to quote in a moment, of that brisa, that it's talking about literally on top of the animal, hava, that the Tana was teaching us a chiddush, to tell us that even so, as the case that we'll quote, that even though he's on top of the animal with it, the borrower is still going to be chayiv. So then the Reisha, which we just quoted, when it says Malkam Achar another place, obviously it's saying that as the chiddush in the other way, to say that even though it's in another place, still the borrower is going to be exempt, must be that it's Tumah B'Malacha Acheres. Must be the Chiddush is. What's the Chiddush in another place? If it's the same activity, what's the Chiddush? Must be because it's doing another activity, which is not like Rav Hamnuna. Because the Ketani Sefer, as the Gemara proves the question, we learned that the Sefer, that Bryce, that says, if Shala, as our Mishnah made this differentiation, if he first borrowed the cow, v'achkach shal malan, only after that did he borrow the owner's services. So since the owner wasn't there at the time that he borrowed the actual cow itself, or let's say ischara v'achkach socha balaimo, he first rented the cow and then he rented the services of the owner afterwards. So says the Braisa, ava bisha b'alm choshen agaba, even if literally the owner that he rented his services is plowing with the animal in the same spot, in other words, that he was there at the time that it broke, umesa, and the animal died, even so, the borrower is going to be chayiv. Why is that? Because you need to have, as we explained in the halacha of our Mishnah, that the owner should be borrowed at the moment that you borrowed the animal, as the Gemara will later explain. But one thing we see is that, what's the chiddush here to say for the braisa? The chiddush is coming to tell us, even though it's literally working with him at the same time, still he's going to be chayiv. Must be the Reisha telling us a putter. What's the chiddush of the case of the putter? Is the chiddush in the other way, that even though he's not in the same place, he's doing a totally different activity, that he's going to be putter because you had Baal of Imai at the time of the borrowing. So that seemingly is not like Rav Hamnuna. That the Gemara says, no, Amri, they said, Reisha v'seifa ba'isa malacha. No, the Reisha and the Seifa are both talking about that it's the same work. But as we explained the Reisha, what does it mean, b'bakam achar? He just moved up a little bit and he softened the ground in front of the animal. And the Seifa was talking about that. He was literally on top of him, where he was leading him, the yoke of the animal, he was leading them together. Now, v'resher v'usa kamashman, you're right, each part of the Brayis is teaching us a chiddush. The resher is teaching us one chiddush. V'sefer v'usa kamashman, the sefer is teaching us a different chiddush. How so? So the Gemara explains, resher v'usa kamashman, the resher is teaching us a chiddush, a novelty, the avagav delav al gaba, that even though he's not literally on top of the animal, el bo'is malocha, it's just the same activity, but not literally in the same spot. But kibin have a bayil mishashe lepater, but since he had borrowed the owner at the same time that he borrowed the animal, he's going to be exempt. V'sefer v'usa mashman, and the sefer is also teaching as a chiddush. The avagav di al gabo, even though he's literally on top of the animal, was working with him in the same exact spot, and he's there at the moment that it breaks. But kibin lahayu bayil mishashe lechayim. But since he didn't borrow the owner at the same time that he borrowed the cow, he first borrowed the cow, so he's going to be chayiv. That's how the Gemara answers for Rav Amnuna. And that the Gemara says, hi mai. How could you give that type of an answer? In other words, Iyamet Bishleime, if you say, as we're asking Rav Nuna, Risha b'malach acheres, that the Risha told him that he's doing a totally different activity, and still he's going to be potter, which is not like Rav Nuna, the Sefer b'is malacha, and the Sefer is told him in that exact activity, Zahayin Ravusa, so that would be the chiddush in each independent clause of the Risha and the Sefer. But if you say, like you're answering for Rav Amnuna, that Reish of a Sefer Ba'isa Malocha, that the Reish and the Sefer are both told when you're doing the same activity, so my Ravusa, so then what is the Chiddush of the Reish? Idi Ba'isa Malocha, they're both literally the same activity, Hava, that they're both doing the same activity. In other words, what would be the great novelty of the Reisha that he's softening the ground a little bit before the animal and be any different in the case of the Sefer where he's leading on top of the animal itself? So if the Gemara doesn't like that resolution for Rav Nun, then holds that it is a question. Seemingly the word Makam Acher sounds like from the Dik of the Sefer that it's a Chiddush the other way, that here the Makam Acher is a Chiddush the other way, even as if doing a different activity, not like Rav Nun, that there would still be an exemption of Baal Avimai. V'ayt, moreover, the Gemara says that we find a refutation of Rav Nun's opinion at the end of his halacha, where he said that you have to have the Baal Avimai from the moment that it's borrowed all the way up until the time that it breaks. On that, we have a question on that halacha too. Tanya, we learned in the Braisa that says, Mimash Meshenemar. From the fact that it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, in Ba'olav Imoy Lo Yishalem, it says by the Parashah B'Shayel, if the owner's with him, he doesn't pay. So says the Braisa, if that's the case, Ein Yideh, don't I know, Shem Ba'olav Ein Imoy Shalom Yishalem, that if the owner's not with him, that he does pay? I could make that inference. Elamat HaMalimah, so then why does the Pasuk there have to tell us, Ba'olav Ein Imoy, that if the owner's not with him, then he has to pay? Why do you have to say that? It's obvious from the inference. Rather, says the Braisa, Allah Imlacha, to tell you, if he was with him at the time that he borrowed the cow, he doesn't have to be with him at the time that it breaks or it dies. But if he's with him at the time that it breaks or it dies, he has to be with him at the time that he borrows the animal. In other words, what the Pasuk is telling us is, if the owner's not with him, when? At the time that you borrowed the cow, even though he's with him at the time that it breaks, he's going to be chayiv the borrower. Which the Gemara later on is going to explain, how do we know that from the Pasuk? It's obvious that you need one and not the other, but the Gemara is going to ask, how do you know that he has to be with him at the time of She'elah, but not necessarily at the time of Shvur Meso? Continues the Gemara. Another question, Matanya Idech, we learn another Braisa, which essentially is the same as the previous Braisa. It's just that one Tana learns out in one way, another one learns out another way, but these two Braises were not taught one next to the other because they're both telling us the same thing. The Braisa says, Mimash Meshenema Ba'olav In Imoy Shalom Yishalom, for the fact that the Torah tells us if the owner is not with him, he has to pay. So any Dea Shem Ba'olav Imoy Lo Yishalom, it's the reverse of the other one. So don't I know that if the owner is with him, that he doesn't have to pay? So then what is the Pasuk teaching us by saying that the owner is with him, he's exempt? It's coming to tell you, once it leaves the domain of the lender, meaning as he's lending it to the borrower, that one moment is bebailim, is at the same time that the owner is working for him, and umeisim that dies, that part is going to be exempt. So says the Gemara, These questions refute Rav Amnuna on both of his halachas. Regarding this, that he said that you have to have the owner working for the same activity that the animal is working, that was the first question we had from the first braisa, which told us that no, even if the Baal Mo'isim B'Mokam Achar, even if it's doing as we prove in the Seva, must be telling us in the Reisha, even if he's doing a different activity, the borrower is going to be exempt. And moreover, regarding his second halacha, that he said that you have to have the owners from the time of when you borrow up until when the breaks or dies, that's refuted from these two braises, which tells clearly that He only has to be there at the time that he borrows the cow, not at the time of the incident. So now that we refuted Rav Avnuna, so now the Gemara goes back to explain, where do these Tanoyim see in the Psukim that you only need to have Bal of Imai at the time of the loan, but not at the time of when it breaks or when it dies? So the Gemara explains two different opinions. Abaya Sovelo Krab Yesha. Abaya held like Krab Yesha that he holds that you need to have the Torah, when there's talking about two variables, you have to have a term that differentiates. And even though it doesn't say in that parasha the word yachtav, together, but if you mention two items, it's as if it meant it's only if you have both of those items together. And that it wouldn't be understood to say that it would be either or. Whenever the Torah mentions two things, and it's talking about a din or an iser, it would mean both of them together. And therefore, Metaritz Lekroi, he explains this psukim that these brises mentioned before, also Krab Yesha, that he explains that, as we found in the brises, that it says that you only need the owners, Baal of Imai, to be exempt at the time of the loan, but you don't need to have them at the time when it breaks or dies. That's how Abai explains it. Rava Sabala Krab Yenison, whereas Rava holds like Krab Yenison, that holds that, no, even when the Torah mentions two things, it means both together or it means each one individually. And even so, you could learn out this halacha that you only need to have one of the two, which is, as we said, at the time of the She'elah, and not time of Shur Mesa. And the Metaritz Lekroi Krab Yenison, and therefore he explains the Psukim also accordingly like Krab Yenison, as the Gemara explains both of these opinions. Abaya Sabla Krab Yeshia, Umataris Lekor Krab Yeshia, he holds a Krab Yeshia and he explains the Psukim like Krab Yeshia as follows. The Pasuk tells us, Ba'olav Ein Imoy, Shalom Yisham, if the owner is not with him, so then he has to pay, if annoyingness happens or whatever happens. Says the Gemara, so Taima Delesa Bitarvayu. So again, if you hold a Krab Yeshia, that would mean, because the owner wasn't with him, by both of those variables mentioned there in that pasuk. The owner wasn't with him at the time that he borrowed it, and he wasn't with him at the time when the accident happened, when it broke or when it died. Because again, obviously, we're saying like Rabbi Yeshua, he holds that it's going on both of those variables together. Because the ratio of that pasuk is talking about both the loan and the time of the incident. And now that is what the words Ubal of Ein Imoy is going on, both of them. Now, according to Yeshua, what the pasuk means to say is, Ba'olav Ein Imoy, when are the owners not with him? Not by the She'elah, and not by Shavur Mesa, by both. In other words, just like Yeshua's opinion is mentioned other times in Shas, like when the pasuk says, Ashikalas of his Imoy, regarding someone who curses his father and his mother, he learns it means up until the liability is only when he curses both of them. When it mentions two things, it means both. Here also, it's Mashman, it says in the pasuk, Ba'olav Ein Imoy, if the owner is not with him, that Ein, that it's not, what's not? Not on both. The owner was not with him, not at the time of the loan, and not at the time of the incident. That's when the pasuk tells us, Shalom Yisham, that he has to pay. So that's what the pasuk means. Now, the inference is, Ha'isa b'chad v'lesa b'chad apater. But if, let's say, the owner was with him by one of them, and not by the other one, when's he chayiv? If he's not with him by either one. But if he's with him by one of the two, then pater, he'd be exempt. Now, the problem is, as the Brises had mentioned before, but there's another pasuk over there that says the other way. Im ba'olav imay lo yishalom. If the owner is with him, then he doesn't have to pay. Which, that also, contribution sounds like it's going on both. So that sounds like time of the isa b'tavayu. That's only because the owner is with him by both the borrowing and the incident, that's when he doesn't have to pay. Now, the inference is, ha'i isa b'chada v'lesa b'chada, but if, let's say, the owner is with him by only one out of the two, then mechayiv, then he would be liable. So how do you understand that? Obviously, by default, you have to say that regarding one of these two, that you would be exempt, and one of these two, you'd not be exempt. So that's what the Gemara says. Loi melucha, it's coming to tell you, If the owner is with you at the time of the borrowing, at the time of the loan, then he doesn't have to be with him at the time when it breaks or it dies. But if he was with him, one of the two, meaning the other way, if he was with him at the time that it breaks or dies, then he has to be with him at the time of the loan. Which, therefore, the critical one, as we mentioned the prices, is to be with him at the time of the loan. Again, like we said, not like Rav Nuna, which the Gemara shortly is going to ask, that maybe say the other way around. Maybe say the critical factor one is the time of the incident, not the time of the loan. So we definitely see that sometimes one of the two will work and some does not, so it has to be one or the other, but the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know that it's She'elah and not Shvur Mesa? So that's how Abai explains the Psukim according to Rav Yeshia. As Gatina Tabak Tzadivav Med Aleph, where Rav Savala Krab Yenison. Rava holds like Rabbi Yenison that even when it mentions two things in the parasha, it could also mean either or. Umetarz lekra Rabbi Yonason, and so too he explains the psukim like Rabbi Yonason to expound that Mishnah that we had just mentioned before, like the brisa that we mentioned before. The time like Linda brisa says, "Im ba'olav imay lo yishalom." If the owners are not with him, so the brisa said, the pasuk says, then he doesn't have to pay. Now mashma the isa b'tavayu. Rabbi Yonason says it sounds like that it could be going on both things. Umashmanami, because that's Rabbi Anderson's opinion, the chi isa b'chad v'lesa b'chad pater. It sounds like that this halacha of imbalavim, if the owner's with him, that he's going to be exempt, is both, or even either or. If the owner's with him, but either one of them, whether the fact that it meant the variable that mentioned the pasuk of the she'ela, or shvur mesa, is going to be pater. Now the problem is, uksib, there's another pasuk there that says, ba'olav eini ma'ishal mishalam. If the owner's not with him, then he has to pay. Again, mashma de lesa b'davai, it could either mean that if he's not with him by either one, or mashma nami, but it also sounds like, according to Rabbi Yonason, the chi isa b'chad v'lesa b'chad chayiv, that if he's not with him, even by only one of them, ba'ol of ein imo, it could mean on either or, that he's going to be chayiv, he's going to be liable. So how do you understand that? Again, is he going to be chayiv by one out of two, or is he going to be pater? Lo imelcha comes to tell you, again, as we said, the way Abaye says, here's just a little bit different interpretation, the way you say the contribution is how imay b'shah sheila, if he was with him at the time of the loan, ain't tzarech liyisimay b'shah shvur mesa. He doesn't have to be with him at the time that it breaks or it dies. Imay b'shah shvur mesa, if he was with him at the time that it breaks or it dies, tzarech liyisimay b'shah sheila, he has to be with him at the time of the loan. So they both come to the same conclusion, but just from different angles, how to interpret the words of the pasuk. On that, the Gemara asks, as we mentioned before, epechano, but let's say the exact opposite. Maybe say that if he's with him at the time that it breaks, he's exempt, but that he doesn't have to be with him at the time of the loan. That answered the Gemara, no, mistabra, it's logical, although the pasuk is not indicative either way, it's logical to say she'ela difa, that it's better for the exemption if he's with him at the time that he has the owner at the time of when he takes the loan. Mishum de kamaisi laler shusik, because that's the moment that he takes the item that he's borrowing into his domain, and therefore it makes sense that that's the moment that he has to have the owner with him. And that the Gemara says, adrabba, to the contrary. I could tell you shvur mesa difa. It's more ideal and it's better for him to have the owner with him at the time of the incident, shekin chayiv ba'intzim, because that's the moment that he becomes liable for the einus. So maybe that's when he should have to have the owner. And that the Gemara says, no, iloy she'ela, but if you didn't have the loan, if you didn't borrow it, if you didn't take it into your domain, then shvur mesa mayav, then what would the breaking or the death have anything to do with him? Still, the liability only starts from when he takes it into his rishus, which is at the time of the loan. No, but the Gemara says the same logic in the reverse. But v'ilav shvur mesa, but if not for the incident of the breaking and the dying, so she'ela mayav, then what would the loan be doing? So that's not a good reason to say why it should be she'ela over shvur mesa. So the Gemara says, no, afilo hachi she'ela adif, it still makes more sense that it's more ideal to say that the pasuk is tomat to have to need the owner at the time of the loan, shekin chayibim zaynesel. Because not only is that the time that you take into your shush to be chayibim the oinis, but it's also the time when you become liable in feeding the animal that you borrowed. And since there's a responsibility that happens at the time of the she'ela, it makes more sense to create the exemption would be at the time of the she'ela, and that's how we know it's she'ela, not shvur mesa, and that's the source for the salacha that we mentioned, the brisa, not like Rav Nuna. Vashi Amahi says a different interpretation. Says actually from the pasuk itself, you can infer that it's going on the moment of the loan and not at the moment of the incident. How so? Amakra, the pasuk says, v'chiyishal ishmi imri eyu, that when a man will borrow from his friend, and it talks about the whole parash over there, which sounds like, v'loy re'eyu imoy, that when you borrowed only the animal from the friend, but you didn't borrow the friend himself, he's not working for you. And that, the pasuk says, what's the halacha? Shalom yisham, he's going to have to pay. Now, the inference is, hari'eyu imoy pater, but if his friend, the owner, is working for him the same time that he borrows, that then he's going to be potter. So obviously, like the words of the pasuk, that tumah v'chiyishal, it's obviously you see that the primary point of having the owner with you is at the time of the loan. Because that's what it's saying, v'chiyishal, that's when you borrow only the animal, then you're going to have to pay. The inference is, but if you had the owner with you, then you wouldn't have to pay, and that's at the time of the loan. So the Gemara says, ihachi, but if that's the case, like the way Ravashi is interpreting, so then ba'al of ein imay, and ve'imbal of imay, lomali, then why do we need those drushes from the brayas that we brought, which one pasuk says one way, one pasuk says another way, the way you do it, Rabbi Yishai, Rabbi Yonason, that, okay, must be once one out of two will work, once one out of two will not work, so we said it'll be this way, not that way, but according to Ravashi, you don't need that whole drush, you have it from chiyishal, which is only borrowing the animal, not the owner, because if you borrowed the owner with you at the time of the loan, then you'd be exempt. The Gemara answers, no, ilav hanach. If not those psukim that it, then it went and it explained it in more elaborate form, with saying in balavimai and ein balavimai, havamina, I would have thought to say hai urche dekrahu. This that Rav Ashi is explaining, we're saying b'chiyishal ish mimreayu, we wouldn't have been able to learn from that you're borrowing from your friend, but you're not borrowing the friend himself to say, oh, but if you borrowed himself too at the time of the loan, then you would be exempt. Because you would say, that's just how a pasuk talks. It's saying, if you borrow from him, it doesn't tell us, but if you borrowed him too, you'd be exempt. And therefore, it wouldn't make a difference if the owner you had rented or you hadn't rented, you'd be chayef. But now that the pasuk tells us later on that with the owner you're exempt, now, and as we proved from the two different sukkim, regarding one of them you're exempt, but not in the other situation. So that's what we learn out from the pasuk, that it reflects to us and it tells us, so which one is the primary one? Is it the time of the loan or the time of the incident? That we can now infer, since we know that Ba'alavima, you are exempt, so we could say, oh, now look at the pasuk. When it says, V'chiyishal ish mimre'eyu, when you get the borrow from him, but not himself, that's when you're going to be chayiv, but if you borrowed him at the time of the loan, then you would be exempt. Now you can know that only because we have the other drasha of the contrast of a Ba'alavimai and Ein Ba'alavimai.